All right, so I'm here with Dan, who's one of the guys at Turn 10 behind Forza 4, and this game is beautiful. We got a chance to see a lot of the footage at the E3 media briefing. I'm curious, what does Turn 10 do differently that makes your games look so good?
You know, we see ourselves as a showcase for Xbox, for the hardware, for Xbox Live, for Kinect, and graphically that's really important to us. So every version we're always iterating in our engine, and it's kind of like Tetris. You got to optimize and fit everything into that box, because the box is static, obviously.
Yeah.
But we work with other developer communities like Epic and the like to build off each other's work to make the game look amazing.
So I want to talk a little bit about the detail about lighting, so you can nerd out on me a little bit, but you guys did something different with the lighting this time. What is that?
I'd be happy to nerd out, so you're going to have to cut me off.
No
but
problem.
Seriously, we really took a new approach. So we're using something called image-based lighting, and that's where the environment actually lights the car. In the past, we lit the car using our own techniques, and it was kind of separate from the environment. But now the car sits perfectly in the environment because it's lit by all the ambient light bouncing around and the colors bouncing around. There's very few games in the industry that are doing this. This is more of a Hollywood technique, and we actually hired Hollywood guys into our studio to help us really nail this.
Okay, so talk a little bit about the Kinect integration.
Well, you know, when Kinect was first being talked about inside of Microsoft, we got really excited because our vision for the franchise turned gamers into car lovers and car lovers into gamers. And by definition, that means we want older gamers, younger gamers, we want the casual gamer, we want the core gamer. And Kinect was something that was like uncharted territory. We could just go incubate and think of new ideas. And so we kind of spent months just thinking of new ideas. Some were for the core and some were for the casual. So we have head tracking where the player can just look into the corners and it's just natural. It just kind of works how you'd expect. We have voice commands, so you can actually jump around through the whole UI just by hyperlinking with your voice.
Yeah.
We have Kinect Driving, which is a little bit more casual. That's, you know, you and your kid or your buddy can kind of sit on the couch and play with Kinect. And, of course, we have our new Auto Vista mode, which is a mode where you walk around the car, and it's like 3D without glasses. The car just jumps out, and Kinect just makes it feel so immersive because you can open the doors with your hands and open the trunk.
That's so cool. Now, how fun is that? Like, as a game developer, this brand new thing comes out, and I'm sure in the past you never thought about driving hands-free. I mean, are there things that you have to cut out that you wish you could put in? I mean, do you just start with, like you said, a blank slate and just...
Well, you really have to approach the genre in a completely new way. It's a brand new model. It's a brand new controller. So we never looked at it as, let's take our game and stuff it into the whole Kinect interface,
yeah.
Right? We saw it as, hey, here's a new way for people to just experience something. What do we want to do? So we looked at kids playing with Matchbox cars. We looked at just how people interact with things. Air driving was natural, right?
Yeah.
It was kind of obvious. So we did that. But we were trying to think of how to even make that more fun by putting it in split screen. So it's more about, you know, you can kind of elbow your friend. You're sitting next to each other on the couch and doing it seated rather than standing.
And talk a little about, you know, Xbox Live and the community. There's also some new stuff there. You guys have always backed your community a lot. What can the community look forward to this time?
Well, you're right. Community is core to Forza Motorsport. It's been the heart of our franchise since the very beginning. We've pushed things with Xbox Live, such as liveries where people could paint things up and trade them. This version, we're going with a lot of new modes. One is actually called Rivals Mode. It's being debuted at E3, and this is a big step for us. Multiplayer in general, there's always a stratification of player. It's not always easy to find the player that is best suited to go against you. And this mode allows you to challenge anyone in the world, whether they're online or not, and collect a bounty for beating them. So it's asynchronous play.
Okay.
So you're really headhunting.
Right.
But where it's really fun is when you've got car clubs, which is like a shared friends list, yeah. And you've got your friends list, you can go hunt your friends. And they might not be racing that night. When they come back on the next day, they see you beat their time, they can come collect your bounty as well and beat you.
And talk a little bit about this shared garage. Like if you pimp out this car that I'm dying to drive, I can actually now drive that as long as you share it, correct?
Absolutely, and I don't have to be online. So the shared garage,
oh, okay.
We're in a car club. If you want to drive a Ferrari and you don't have the money to do it, I can share my Ferrari out, you can drive it any time. But if I'm a great painter or you're a great tuner, we have someone that's a great race car driver, we get all of us together into a car club and we're kind of unbeatable because I might be able to paint the cars and you could tune the cars and then the race car driver brings along with them all of these amazing scoreboard times,
yeah.
And they make our entire club more, I guess, more competitive, you'd say, against all the other clubs in the world.
Wow, I'm sure the racing fans are going to love that for sure. Now, physics. Again, let's nerd out, but talk about the tire dynamics and how that worked.
Well, now you're going down the rabbit hole. This is my favorite subject. So physics, obviously, you know, for us, simulation is a means to an end. We want to get people excited about cars, and so simulation is important, but it's not the reason we build the game. Myself, I love physics, so I'm always going to go deep here. Now, every version we've reiterated the importance of tires, and this version we went double down on it again. We've gotten to a partnership with Pirelli, who's a tire manufacturer. They make all the tires for the F1 cars. And rather than actually taking a little bit of their data and a little bit of data from this car company and something from the SAE and grading a kind of hybrid model, we actually went all in with Pirelli and we asked for custom tests. And we said, hey, could you test the tires this way? What about these tires? What about these tires? And give us all the data we need, soup to nuts, the entire thing. And then plugged their data directly into our game. So they, in fact, their tests from the real world are driving the physics in our game directly. No interpolation, no intermediary steps from us. That's a totally new approach.
Yeah.
It meant we had to make our physics actually be able to read in real world data, not have its own tire model that was independent.
So what was that like the first time that worked? Like, do you remember the moment you're like, oh my God, this is actually real, and now the car just did that in the video game?
You know, it was amazing how different the cars felt.
Yeah.
Because we've really spent a lot of time on the tires, you know, and I've stood behind the tires time and time again, and I believe in our approach, and yet they feel so different now. The way the cars, every car now exhibits understeer and oversteer and drifting. They all do it depending on how you drive, how you brake, how you accelerate. It's no longer cars have a dominating characteristic, because it really, all of the nuances of your driving style really come out in the tires.
Yeah, Forza has such a great attention to detail. So if I'm a racing fan, why Forza? Why do you go, you know what, Forza is a game you need to play because...
I think for me it's because it's more than racing.
Yeah.
It's about cars, and people love cars. I mean, I don't know what your first car was, but...
It was not a pretty car.
But you remember it.
It was a bug. It was a Volkswagen bug, yeah.
And you probably remember it pretty fondly. It did something funny here. It was a little bit strange there. It was kind of your ticket to freedom when you first get a car like that. Well, that's the love affair that people build with cars, and that's what Forza is all about. Some people race them, some people tune them, some people paint them, some people just want to argue about them. But it's emotional. And it's the emotion you bring to it. We're not trying to superimpose an emotion onto it. We just want to be a big sandbox where you can go collect cars, have fun.
All right, two more questions. One is, do you guys, at Turn 10, do you guys hop online, like, anonymously and play once this game becomes available with all the Xbox Live fans?
Of course. Yeah, we're online. We're on the forums, we're online, and we try to stay very anonymous because, truthfully, you know, we can have an impact one way or the other, and we just want to get in and have fun.
Yeah, every time I lose, I hope it's someone that actually built the game, but it's probably not just like that. And now, has there been a release date? Do we know when we're going to get our hands on it?
So it's actually going to be shipping starting in October 11th, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Dan, thank you so much. Great game.
Thank you.
Forza 4!